So Tosh Shema, come and bring your proof. Tetanya, we learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yudah Yudah says, Omer Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, they said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Ho Yo Vizu Ishtoi. Vizu Ishtoi, since both cases it's his wife, whether they only made Erisin, or whether they made Nesuyin, in both cases it's his wife. Zu Moch Rabotel, just like you say, when they have Nesuyin already, everybody agrees if she sells it now. The mechir is bottle, it's nothing because it's meshubit to the husband has the right to use the property. If zav zu, mochra bottle, that was the question. Here also, even though they only made kedushin, they only made erisin, it was also bothering him though. Since lemaisa, they made erisin already, and the husband like owns his wife, so right then it should be that the husband has the rights to the property, and she should not be allowed to sell it. That was a view discussion. On this, Omalahen, on this, it says that Gamliel answered him back and said, no, just the opposite. Alachadoshim on the Boshim. That we don't even understand, we're embarrassed, like we don't understand that halacha even. We don't even understand how come if she received it after the Nisuyin, like so what? So what if they made Nisuyin already? But Lamaisa, the property fell to her. We don't even understand there how come she's not allowed to sell it. But okay, that much it says though, that it first falls to her, after they made Nisuyin, then it says such a strong din, the husband has the rights over it, like Meshubah to the husband, she can't sell it anymore. But Elishata Megalglam Aleinu Atze Yeshonim, but you even want to ask, because you don't understand, the old halachis, and Lechur Gamliel said, that's Pshita, that since they only had Erisin, they didn't have Nisuyin yet, so therefore the husband doesn't own his wife's property so much, therefore she's allowed to keep it, therefore she sells it as Takachel. So Shmamina, here it's a proof that the Yevet Kama Shmamina. Here it's a proof that what was bothering Rabbi Yehuda was according to Beis Hillel. What did Beis Hillel say? That if she sells it, be the Yevet, it's Takachal, it's a good Mechira. It was bothering Rabbi Yehuda, why? Why should the Mechira be Chal? He held that when the husband makes Erisin, it's his wife, he owns his wife. So like the property that she owns now is Meshubah to the husband, so she shouldn't have a right to sell it. So it was bothering him, why does Basil say even by the Yevid, if she sells it as good? This one, Gamliel answered back, that's not a kasha. That Lamaisa, the property goes to the wife, it's hers. And the Ikha Kinyan Aguf is hers. Therefore, if she sells it, Havadah the Mechir Rizchal. Tanya, we learned like this. Omar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavia. Chanina ben Akavia says like this. Loika cheshivon Rabbi Gamliel lechachamim. No. That's not the way Rabbi Gamliel answered back to Chachamim. Elakach Heshivim. But rather, this is the way he answered him back. Elakach Heshivim. This is the way he answered him back. Elakach Heshivim. Im Omarto b'nesuya. Rabbi Gamliel says, if you want to ask me the question of a nesuya, where the husband already made nesuyin, and then the wife receives the property, that over there it says that she can't sell it. You know why? Shekein bailo zakoi b'mitsuyosa. But that's halacha. After you make nesuyin, that's the gemar of the kinyan ishus, then the husband has the din, that if she finds anything, any mitsuyah that she finds, has to go to the husband. Over my siyodeha, any work that she does and the paycheck that she gets, goes to the husband. Uva foros nadarim. Then the halacha is, if she makes a neder, after they have nesuyin, so husband is the complete owner, and he by himself can be made for the nedarim. So you see that when they make nesuyin, now it's considered like the husband has the rights over his wife. So that's why it's good in the Sefer, it says that if after they made nesuyin, now his wife yashins property from her father, or now somebody gives her a present, it's good why it says she's not allowed to sell it. Because since she first received it after Nisuyin, it belonged to the husband, like. Even the gufta doesn't belong to him. But I call upon him as Meshubah, he has the right to use it, to plant in it, and to plow there, and what grows out belongs to the husband. Tayomru Mashenkin, you want to tell me, the Arusa, where the only made Kedushin, only made Erisin, there the halacha is, the Kinyan is not so strong yet. Because Shein Baila Zakoi, when the husband only makes erisin, he does not get the mitzias what she finds. She keeps it for herself. The paycheck that she gets, she keeps herself. If she makes a neder, then the husband by himself is not allowed to be made for it. You need two. You need the husband and the father. So you see, by erisin alone, she's not called in the husband's complete reshus yet. So therefore, it's very good if she receives property when she only has erusin, it's in her property, it's in her reshus. She's allowed to sell it. Omru loy Rebbe, so Rebbe said back to Gamliel, said like this. Omru loy Rebbe, that mochro, the word law, the Bach takes out, mochro ad shaloy niseis. What's going to be the case if she sells it before she made nisuyin? Mochro ad shaloy niseis. So Rashi says, Omru loy Rebbe, mochro ad shaloy niseis. Nirin devarecha, I understand what you're saying, b'moicheres b'yoy derusa. But I understand you, Rav Gamliel, that if the wife sells it when she's still in Arusa, then it's very good. Why? What she sells is good, because since the husband does not have a complete ownership over her yet, he didn't make nisuin yet, so therefore her property still belongs to her, that's why it's good when she sells it, it's okay. But niseis, v'yachakach mochru maho, what's going to be the loch again? Rashi says, nechosim shenofullo kaidim nisuin, maho. What's going to be where the wife yashened her father or somebody gave a present before the nisuyin? True, after the erusin, but before the nisuyin. So since she received it before the nisuyin, it like belongs to her. And then they made nisuyin. So true, now the husband has a complete control over her. What's the law in such a case? Is she allowed to sell it or not? So the gold boss at the beginning, when she first received the property, she only had kedushin erusin, so it's like in her reshus she could sell it even later. Or else maybe no. Once they make nisuyin, now like the husband takes over completely, she can't sell it anymore. Oh maluhu, so I'm going to answer it back. Af zu moicheres v'nesenes v'kayim. Even in such a case, if she sells it, the mechir is okay. Since she received it only when they had kedushin, she received it before they made nisuyin. It's like we see this property goes directly to her. It's called her property. So even after, when she has nisuyin with her husband, it doesn't go away from her. She is like the owner. True, calls the man, she owns it, the husband has the right to paris. But if she sells it, her mechir is good. So on this, now the chum say back, omru loy. Now it's very good. The chum has to kash about to Gamliel. Why? Ho yovizakoy. Beisha, since after nisuyin now, that the husband has his wife completely, lo yiske ben chosim, shouldn't it be the loch, even though she received the property before nisuyin? But the chura now, when the husband makes nisuyin, now the husband's complete control over her, so she should not be allowed to sell it. That's the kasha on Rabbi Gamliel. Amalahem, even on this, Rabbi Gamliel answered back and said, no, ala chadoshim on ubaishim. We're embarrassed. We don't even understand the first halacha, the new halacha. That even in the case where she receives a nechosim after nisuyin, I don't understand that. So what if they're married with nisuyin? But lamaisa, this property goes to her. So I don't understand that too clearly. How come she can't sell it? But okay, that much I'll take it that it says she can't sell it. But Elishata Megalgal Malaynu Asiyashonim, you want to ask us even this old question about in the case where she received the property when she only had erusin. Even that you have a kash, you don't understand why she's allowed to sell it, or that if she does sell it after the nisuyin, you don't understand why the sale is good. Just the opposite, it's very good. The property came into her possession and she keeps it even after the nisuyin. So what? Still called her property. Therefore, if she sells it, avad the locher is the sale is chal. The only time if she sells it, it's no good, is where she receives the property after they have nisuyin. If the husband first makes nisuyin with her, and now she first gets this property, so since at this time when it comes to her, right away the husband has the shibah to use it, there we see like it goes to the husband, he has possession over it, that she's not allowed to sell it. For the Gemara Ivanan Tanan, we learned like this. For Nan Tanan, Ad Shaloy Niseis, Venises. What's going to be in this case, Mamish, where she yashin her father's property before she had Nisuyin with her husband? Venises. And then they made Nisuyin. So it says, Rabbi Gamliel Loimer, Imoch Rabbi Nos Makayim, that if she sells it, it's Takakayim. So Rashi is like this, Hokagasinin. For Nan Tanan, Ad Shaloy Niseis, Venises, Gamliel Loimer, Imoch Rabbi Nos Makayim. Omer Zvid, so on this we learned, Omer Zvid, Tony moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. Rashi, Tony moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. But the kasher is, Kanatnan, it says Gmiloima, im Mochrib Nasakayim. Mashma Gamliel says no, only if she does sell it, then it's okay. But Mashma Gamliel holds Lakatchila, she's not allowed to sell it. So the question is why? We do the way this Girsar is, Rabbi Gamliel is saying that's for sure she's allowed to sell it. Even Lakatchila. Like if she yashin the property before she had Nisuyin, so we see it go straight to her that she's allowed to sell it Lakatchila even after the Nisuyin. And Lechura and Gamliel, the Mishnah says not like that. He says a Loshen Jos that in Mochura, if she sells it, it's okay. But Mashmul Lechatchila, she's not supposed to sell it. So this the Gemara answers Amar Rav Zvid Rav Zid says Enochnami changed the Girsa, but rather Tony learned like this. Tani learned Moicheres v'Noisenes v'Kayim Lechatchila. No, she's allowed to do it. She's allowed to sell it. She's allowed to give away the property for a present. That since she received it before they made Nisuyin, the property goes straight to her. She's the complete bialim over it. If she wants to, she can sell it. And then the husband can't do anything about it. Rav Papa and Rav Papa said that this like kasha. I'll tell you, no, there's no kasha altogether. So what? Ho Rav Yehuda Alibu de Ram Gamliel. One is going, Rav Yehuda is saying Alibu de Ram Gamliel. And Ho Rav Chanina Ben Akavya Alibu de Ram Gamliel. That the two Amaroyim learning Pshat in Ram Gamliel. So Rash learns like this. Masnisin diktani imochra. It's a mishnah that says only b'dieved if she sells it, it's okay. But mashmul lechatchila if she'll ask us, we would tell her not to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Diyo masik v'yomalor, he himself came out and said, the sphere le'alib, the Rabbi Gamliel, afilu b'yadarusa le'tim chalachila. He is the one that says that even b'shas erisin, if she received it, she's not supposed to sell it lechatchila. So that's where's no stira. One goes according to Yehuda. He tackles that lechatchila she's not allowed to sell it, and the one that's mashma lechatchila she's allowed to sell it. That goes according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya. For the more now, Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, the churukim beishamai. The Chura comes out now, he's saying like Beis Shammai. If he's the one that says she's allowed to sell lechatchila, that's Beis Shammai's halacha. It's because Nama's like Rashi's Bitsumiya. To a Beis Hillel, afilu b'maycheres b'erisin amri lechatchila loy. V'yembo lekeach lebezdin limlach amrina leloy tizvin. His koshche mishanisseis. And the Chura, Bechlina ben Akav, has to go according to Beis Shammai. Because Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah that after, if she receives the property after erusin, even though she's only an arusa, lechatchila she's not supposed to sell it. That's what Beis Hillel says. So how could the Chanina say no? She's allowed to sell lechatchila even after nisuyin. The Churoni comes out according to Beis Shammai, and usually you don't paskin like Beis Shammai. So Teresa, I'll tell you, Rabbi Chanina himself is going to say hochikama. Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya is saying like this. He's arguing and saying that loy nechluku beishamai u beisilul adov is there. He says no, there's no machlokes between beishamai and beisilul. They both agree that if she received the property before nisuyin, then it goes straight to her and she's the owner. If she wants to, she can sell it. Even lekatchila beisilul also agrees she's allowed to sell it even after the nisuyin. So therefore, it's no kasha nechnina ben Akavya. All right, turn over. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Ravu Shmuel di Amri Tavayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both say that Bein Shenoflu Lo Nechosim Achle Nisarsa. Whether she yashened her father or she received a present, she got karka before she had erusin, before she got married. Bein Shenoflu Lo Nechosim Ish Nisarsa. Or even in the case where she first received this property after she had erusin, after she had kedushin. Venisais. And now Lamaisa they had Nisuyin. And now she goes and sells it. So Rav and Shmuel say that Habal Moitzim Yad HaLakuchis. She knows nothing doing. That once they have Nisuyin, now this property is like Meshubah to the husband. The husband has the right to use it to get the peris, the produce of the karka. Therefore she has no right to sell it. And if she sells it to somebody, the husband has the right to go to that person and get it back. That's what Rav and Shmuel says. Everybody agrees to this. That once she had Nisuyin, even though she received the property before Erisin, so what? But once they make Nisuyin, the husband has the right to use it. So Chura Kaman, who's he going like? To like Rabbi Yehuda, for like Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, he's going like neither of them. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, according to Rabbi Gamliel, true, lechatchila she should not,
But b'di'evad, if she sells it, it's okay. And the chanina b'nakavi says even the chatchila, she's allowed to sell it. So who could Rav and Shmuel go like that? They say no, even b'di'evad, if she sells it, nothing doing. Who do they go like? And the Gemara inu the Amrik Rabbi Seinu. Rav and Shmuel hold like we learned by our Rabbi Seinu. The Tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Seinu chazru v'nimnu. The Rabbi Seinu means the later door, the later bezdin. They retracted what was learned before, and they said like this. That Bein Shenofnu lo Achler Tesaris, whether she received this Yerusha from her father, or she received this present before she even had Erison, before she even got married. Or Bein Shenofnu lo mi Shenesarso, or whether she received this present after the Kedushin. But for Nisais, now Lamaisa she has Nesuyin, is the Locha Habal Moitzimet Halakuchis. Nothing doing anymore. She doesn't have the right to sell it anymore. That once they make Nisuyin, now the husband, he has the right to keep it. He has this Meshubat him to use it for the Paris. Therefore, she sells it now. Rav and Shmuel hold like this Rabbi Seinu, that the Mechir is not Chal, the Maton is not Chal, the husband has the right to go get it back. But now our Mishnah says that Misha Nisais, let's say she first receives a property, the Yerusha, the present, after she had Nisuyin, is Elu V'Elu Moedim. Everybody agrees in this case that nothing doing. If she first receives the property after the Nisuyin, that she can't sell it. Everybody, even Beis Shammai, agrees that the husband has the right to keep it. The Chura Leima Tanina L'Takona Susha. The Chura Tzarayit from our Mishnah to the Takona that was learned in Usha, the place of Usha. The Yomer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. The Usha in the place called Usha Eskino. The Chom over there made a new Takona that are Ishesha Mochra. The Nichse Milug, if a wife sells from her property that she yashin from her father, or somebody gave her a present, that the property that belongs to her, that's called Nichse Malug, that belongs to her, so if she sells it, B'chayi Bala, when her husband is still alive, she goes and sells it, and then Umesa, she dies, Tzralochariz Ha'bal Moitzim Yad HaLakuchis, that the husband has a right to go to those people that she sold it, and says, I have it, that when my wife dies, the Lochariz, when your wife dies, your husband yashins his wife. And he has the right to say now that I'm a lokech rishon. So that was Usha's takona. So Chura Tzarayit from our Mishnah is talking about Lechuri after they have Nisuyin. So you see, once they have the Nisuyin, even if the wife sells it, the husband has the right to get it back. So Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is saying a big chiddush, that takona is Usha. Masnitz, and now our Mishnah is talking about Bechayeo. Our Mishnah is talking about Kol Zaman, the husband is alive. In other words, they made Nisuyin. They made Nisuyin, and now she yashins her father. If she sells it, our Mishnah says, the husband has a right to take it away. Ula Paris, he can keep it, because he wants to eat the Paris of it. Takonis Usha, you know what that's talking about? The Gufa Shakaka. There it's talking about that his wife died. So now it's a question, does he yashin the Guf, the capital, the property itself? That's the Chiddush, that the husband has a right to take it away, Uli Achamisa. To get the goof for the karka, that's only after your wife dies. Because calls the man, the guy's wife is alive. Of God, the goof for the karka belongs to your wife. She yashin it from her father. Somebody gave it to her for a present. The goof, the capital of the property, belongs to her. When she's alive, it's only the husband has the right to eat the peris, the produce that comes out of the karka he could use. That's what Amish is talking about. Mashenke, the Konos Ush is talking about the goof, the capital of the property itself. That after the person's wife dies, then he yashins it. So that's the corner over there, that even if she sold it, the maisa, the husband has a right to get it back after she dies. Right, then the end of our Mishnah says, Rav Shimon chilek ben nechosim. Rav Shimon made a difference, whether the nechosim the husband knew about, then the sale doesn't take place. Whether it's property the husband did not know about, then the sale does take place. So the Mishnah more explains, Elohein yiduin, what's called property that the husband knows about, what's called property the husband does not know about. Omer Rav Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Yiduin means mekakoi. That means property, karka. It means everybody knows about land. That's something everybody knows about. That's called the husband knows about it, that she can't sell it. Shein yiduin, what's not known, means metaltlim. Utensils, things you can move around. That's not called you know about it. Since it's movable, that's something that she could sell. Rashi says, the husband knew she has this property, and he married her because of that. The figure, therefore, she sells it, its bottle. Mashenkin metaltlim, he doesn't mind so much, therefore she's allowed to sell it. For Rabbi Yechanan says no. For Rabbi Yechanan, Omar, Eilu, V'yelu, Yiduin, Hein. Both of them, whether it's utensils or whether it's karka, property, it's both called, if the husband knows about it, it's called he knows about it. But V'yelu, Hein, Shen, Yiduin, what's called property the husband does not know about, Kol Sheyashev is Kan, where they're living here in one city. V'noflu lo nechosim b'vdina sayom. And a father dies, or somebody gives a present on the other side of the sea, that's called nechosim shen yiduyim. Like if you're here in L.A., and somebody gives you property, based in New York, in Eretz Yisrael, that's called en yiduyim. Like he's not samech das, he never saw it, it's too far away, he doesn't have his mind on it. So therefore the husband marries his wife, even if he'll never see that property. Therefore she sells it, it's okay. Mashenkin property that's around town, the husband is samech das, he's marrying her because he knows she has it, therefore he's not allowed to sell it. Tanya Nam Yoch, we learn like this also. Eilu Hein Shen Yiduyin, what's called property the husband does not know about, called Sheyashev is Kanda living over here, V'noftun lo nechosim b'medina sayom, and somebody gives her a present, or Sheyashin Zafadah nechosim, on the other side of the ocean. That's called the husband doesn't know about it, even though he knows about it, but it doesn't mind, he doesn't think about that property so much. Therefore, the Nekdushi didn't marry her because of that property, therefore she's allowed to sell it. Now the Gemara says a Maisa. It used to happen in the case of a lady that she became an Amona, her first husband died, and now she wants to remarry. The boy is the Tavrichino Lenichse, Migavra. In other words, she's an Amona, and she owns a lot of property. Now she wants to remarry, but she's afraid that a new husband will take away all her property. So she wants to do something to protect that her property should always stay by her. So what she did was, Kasvinu Lebrata. She wrote up a shtar matana now saying, I'm giving all my property to my daughter. Now she had a daughter from the first marriage. So what she's doing now is she's giving her daughter a present, all the karka that she owns. So in Tzavo, she got married to a new husband, and right now she owns no property. What happened was, Vigrisha, and later she got a get. Goodbye with the second husband. After she got a get, now is